It is Maryville's basketball tied at 15. Chillicothe still going with a few younger players and a few starters. Actually, they've gone back to their five starters. Let me check that. And cupping the basketball on Maryville. So Chillicothe with Keith Lee, Clampett, Parkey, Jones, and Jones. Keith Lee across the timeline, switches to her left hand, goes over to Hannah Jones. Sister Haley now, circle left, up top to Clampett. Good fast ball movement. Keith Lee looks off the tray, drives inside, tries to dump it back off to the wing, and officials with another whistle. And it's got to be frustrating for Chillicothe. He likes an up-tempo, fast-paced game, and you get a pass or two, and then you get a whistle, and you have to go to the free throw line. Just never gives you a chance to get in your rhythm, although you're doing nothing wrong. The fouls have been on Maryville. Keith Lee at the line. First one is in. Foul was on number 21, the sophomore, Spire. Her first. I have 11 fouls on Maryville and just the start of the second quarter. Second one for Keith Lee, no good. Chillicothe, a one-point lead. And Lady Hornets knock the ball out of Maryville's hands at midcourt. And out of bounds, Maryville's ball. Sims inbounds it to Spire. Right side to Greeley. Chillicothe there, man-to-man defense. Circle left for Maryville, nothing there. Keith Lee takes it right out of the hands of the Maryville player. Gets it down court to Clampett. And another little hand check. They're pushing off, they're going to call it this time. This one on Greeley, her first. 12th team foul, and we're barely a minute into the second quarter. Clampett at the line, first one, yes. Whitney Clampett with her first free throw. Four for Parkey, three for Jones, two for Lamer, three for Mammon, one for Keithley, and now four for Clampett. She makes both free throws. 18-15, Chillicothe applying pressure backcourt. Still on the baseline, slap loose by Jones, puts it up, doesn't get it to fall. Clampett there for the rebound and the stick back after Hannah missed it. Clampett there for the follow, and she's got six. And it's a five-point game. Another steal off the press. And missed by Hannah Jones again that time. Tries a little one-handed hook shot, didn't get that one to fall. Referees with the whistle on Chillicothe this time. Seventh team foul, so it'll be a 1-1. And it's number one on Carson Keithley. Maryville at the line. Goes to her routine. Pops her wrist. First one is in. ...2016, a four-point game now. Maryville, second one, eyes it up, pops her knees. That one rolls around and falls in. Two free throws for Kemp. And it's a three-point ball game. Parkey drives inside, leaves it for Haley Jones. And they said Jones lost it out of bounds. The Chillicothe turnover. Chillicothe applying pressure in the midcourt stripe. They get it across to Greeley for Maryville. And stolen by Clampett. And it's up and in for Whitney Clampett. For some reason, someone keeps calling this number during the course of a broadcast. Happened last night. Happened right there. And no one has this number but us, so I don't know what's up with that. Timeout on the court. We're back after this on KCHI. Maryville took a timeout. As Chillicothe leading 22-17. Maryville's ball back court facing Chillicothe pressure. Maryville still back court. In the hands of Abby Greeley. Down court. Gets it across the timeline to Spire. 10-foot jumper, right wing, didn't get it to fall. Follows her own shot. Battling for the rebound, Sims gets it free throw line. That one dances around the rim, no good for Greeley. Chillicothe the rebound, brings it down court, knocked out of bounds by Maryville's Spire. Chillicothe inbounds at midcourt. Original starting five in there for Chillicothe. Jones, Keithley, Clampett, Parkey, and Jones the senior. Jones, Hannah Jones over to Clampett, right wing. Up top to Haley Jones, bounce pass to Carson Keithley. Looked off a tray on the wing, leaves it now on the right side for Clampett. Bounce pass into Parkey, nice pass through traffic. Parkey's got another bucket. K-Bob with six now, Chillicothe leading 24-17. A seven-point lead. Chillicothe knocks the ball back court out of bounds off their full court press. Inbounding back court on the sideline, Sims for Maryville. Goes back court to Spire. Spire brings it across the timeline, being guarded by Carson Keithley. 5:21 left to play first half, 24-17. Chillicothe, a seven-point lead. Right side to Sims, dish inside, count it. Kemp for two. And it's 24-19, five-point game. Maryville just keeps hanging around. Chillicothe's used a lot of subs in this game, but three-pointer doesn't fall. K-Bob's follow-up stick back doesn't fall, and Carson Keithley battling for the rebound, accidentally rolls the legs out from underneath Ashton Reuter, and she pops up as fine. Took a hard fall, but she's fine. Carson Keithley, her second, eighth team foul. And Micah Clark checks back in for Chillicothe. Clampett checks out in favor of Micah Clark. 24-19. Your score. At the line, Ashton Reuter, 0-for-2 in the first quarter from there. This one, front of a 1-and-1, rolls around and bounces in. Reuter with five, and it's a four-point ball game. 24-20, under 5 minutes left in the first half. Savannah High School, Savannah Girls Tournament, opening round game for the girls tonight. Second one, too hard. Pinballs back out for Reuter. Rebounded by Hannah Jones. Down to Clark, right wing. Inside to K-Bob. She's underneath. Gets it out to Haley Jones. And Haley Jones, a nice 7-foot jumper. Gives Chillicothe a 6-point lead once again, 26-20. Battling for the ball back court. Chillicothe's pressure, backcourt pressure has worked good at times. Now they break it with a pass down court. Little spin move, shot partially blocked. But Reuter goes to the line. Which Chillicothe player is going to be called for the hacking foul? Maggie Leatherman set to check in. That is on Micah Clark, her first, ninth team foul in the act of shooting. Reuter back at the line, 1-of-4 from there so far, 1-of-5 now. Leatherman and Campbell check in. Keithley and Haley Jones check out. Darren Smith shouting some instructions in to his players for Chillicothe. 26-20, Lady Hornets midway through the second quarter against Maryville. Second shot up and in for Reuter, 2-of-6 at the free throw line. She does have 6 points to lead her team. Clampett leads Chillicothe with eight. Hannah Jones across the timeline, right wing to Maggie Leatherman. Clark tries to send it in to Parkey. Parkey wasn't ready. Jones picks it up, tries that one-handed underhand shot, didn't score herself up with the bucket, didn't fall in. Another missed opportunity there for Chillicothe, still leading 26-21. Five-point lead. Chillicothe sets their defense. Maryville goes right wing. There's a little half-hearted one-handed attempt. Didn't fall for Greenley, or Greeley, rather. There's no in there. Greeley. Micah Clark heads through traffic, is fouled on the layup attempt. Clampett set to check back in after this first free throw. They're going to call Kemp on, or check it. We'll wait and see. I think it's on Kemp. I thought he said 3-4. No, it's on Spire, 21. First one is in for Clark. Micah Clark's first point. Chillicothe leads at 27-21, a six-point lead. Jones checks out now for Chillicothe. Second free throw hangs on the rim for Clark. Can't get it to fall in. Maryville the rebound. Down court in a hurry, then lost it out of bounds. Is number 41, Felicia Scheel. Maryville's going to come out in a press with 3:42 left to play. Smith shouting instructions. They'll have Maggie Leatherman inbound it. She adjusts a shoelace, now ready to go. Goes deep midcourt to Clampett. Clampett on the breakaway, and that's going to be a foul on the floor. Doesn't matter, still a two-shot foul. Sims hustled back but bumped her. Sims, I think, with her first foul for number 23. Clampett will toe the stripe. Whitney Clampett, 2 of 2 in this quarter. At the line, she has 8 points to lead all scorers. 27-21, 28-21. Clampett with 9. Clampett waiting for her second attempt. Takes her time, goes through her routine. 3:39 left in the half, 28-21. Clampett 4 for 4 at the line. She's in double figures. Biggest lead of the game now, an 8-point lead for Chillicothe, 29-21, 3:34 left in the second. Scheel, right wing, dribbles up. Campbell knocks it loose, but they said she got more than basketball now on the second knock loose. And that's going to be Aaron Campbell's second team foul. Third team foul, check it. Both teams are at 10 fouls each. A lot of whistles here. It's been pretty even back and forth, to be perfectly honest. Haven't really saw anything that merits a comment other than nice job. First free throw is no good for Scheel. Pardon me. Hannah Jones, the sophomore, set to check in. Scheel makes 1 out of 2. And it's a 7-point game. Campbell checks out now with 3 fouls. 29-22, Chillicothe with the lead. 3:25 left to play in the second quarter. Jones crossed the timeline to Clark, right wing. Micah Clark gets it back to Jones on the baseline. Feed inside to Parkey. Parkey stops. Pops doesn't get it to fall. Leatherman, the rebound, turnaround, stick back, didn't fall for Maggie. Good look at the bucket. Nice job scoring herself up. Just couldn't get it to fall that time. 29-22, Maryville brings it down court after Chillicothe with a missed opportunity. Scheel between the circles. Circle left now to Greeley. Greeley starts a dribble. Here's the 5-second call in her ear. Right wing to Scheel, dribbles up top of the key. Left side now, 3-ball doesn't fall for Greeley. Hannah Jones the rebound, gets it down court to Clampett on the fast break. Clampett lays it up, was hacked, no call. Follow-up, stick back, Clark, count it! What a nice follow by Micah Clark after Clampett was hacked, a no call, and couldn't get the shot to fall. 31-22, a 9-point lead now, biggest lead of the game for Chillicothe. Greeley, top of the circle. Gets it to Reuter, 3-ball for Reuter off the back of the iron. Leatherman, beautiful job boxing out for an easy rebound underneath the paint. There's another full court pass. K-Bob, count it! Sweet little 16 today. Caitlin Parkey is halfway to her age now with 8. 33-22, Chillicothe by 11, first double-digit lead of the ball game with a minute 45 left in the half. Baseline right, Greeley. Gets it free throw line. Missing everything is Reuter. Rebounded easily by Hannah Jones. Underneath to Clark. Clark, a little bit too much mustard on that low post jumper. She was so thrilled to see she was wide open. She just missed the shot. That happens sometimes when you're too. There's such a thing as being too wide open when you get a quick pass and you see you got nothing but 2 points standing right in front of you. Chillicothe sends Emma Lamer back into the ball game. Circle left, Scheel working against Hannah Jones. Left side to Reuter. Nothing inside. Kicks it back out to Shield with a minute 8 left and an 11-point lead. Pocket picked by Hannah Jones. Lays it up. Count it. That was too easy. Hannah Jones for two. She's got 5 total now. And Chillicothe starting to pull away here in the late second quarter. 35-22. Lady Hornets by a baker's dozen. Circle left, Greeley. Drugger trailing foot, traveling call. Saw from up here. Good job by Mr. Official over there on the far side of the gym. As Maryville couldn't keep her foot, trailing foot planted. Ware up top. I'm sorry, not Ware, but wrong team. Micah Clark up top. Gets it inside. Leatherman puts it up and in. Maggie Leatherman used her strength and positioning skills to get it to fall. Maggie's first bucket of the game. Tell you what helped Maggie right there, and all the athletes listen to what I'm about to say. What helped Maggie Leatherman right there is her commitment to the weight room. Guys and girls, proof right there, lifting weights helps all sports. Maryville sends it over the head of Kemp and out of bounds. Chillicothe's ball. 37-22, Chillicothe, a 15-point lead with 1.6 seconds left. Leatherman will inbound it. Slap of the basketball. We'll have a 5 count. Hannah Jones can't get loose, now finally does. And that's the ball. That's the first half. At halftime, Chillicothe 37 and Maryville 22. We're back in 2 minutes on KCHI.